Log Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain.
Secret destroyer.
Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed. We'll be right back.
Mac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host on the other line, Willie Boy, Weir Mamo. What's going on, Will? Still there?
What's up, man? How you doing?
It's going good, man. Special edition of iMac tonight. It's the day before July 4th, Independence Day. And tonight, we're not going to really talk about any celebrity news or hot topics tonight. We're just going to play some clips from some TV shows, some films and album, and then, you know, me and Will can comment on it, and you guys can call in if you want. So, you know, let's get to it. You know how Independence Day, they play, like, these marathons, Twilight Zone marathon or Taxi marathon.
Right,
Or, like, Cheers marathon. Well, tonight, right. I mean, we're not really going to have a marathon, but we're just going to play, you know, some clips from some TV shows, movies, albums, and then we can comment on them, share our opinions, any ideas that we have on them. So I want to play some clips from some animated TV series. And me and you were big fans of 80s animated TV series, right?
And 90s too.
But we talk a lot about, like, 80s cartoons and how great they were.
Oh, yeah.
And how the theme songs are so great compared to now, where you have these cheesy freaking cartoons. Like, what's the cartoon on Cartoon Network right now?
Like, Naruto. I mean, I haven't even seen the show, so.
Like, they got some, come on, give me a cartoon. We've talked about this before. Some corny cartoons on Cartoon Network.
They'd be having, like, super robot hyper
super robot monkey team,
go something like that, but I've never seen it. But
yeah, you know, we joke on these cartoons nowadays, but I mean, if you want to watch real great cartoons, you have to go to the 80s and 90s, man.
Mhm. Ain't no lie about that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and we're big fans of those cartoons because we grew up with them.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure most of our viewers, you know, grew up around the same time we have, so they love those cartoons as well.
Yeah, we didn't grow up with no SpongeBob or Super Robot Monkey Team or Powerpuff Girls. You know, we grew up with, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters.
Yep.
G.I. Joe, Transformers, right.
Voltron, Thundercats.
And we talk about how great the theme songs are from back then.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to now, where they have these. Do cartoons even have theme songs nowadays? I don't even know.
Sitcoms don't even have theme songs anymore.
Man, it's pathetic now.
I know.
So, hey, I found the 10 best theme song, the 10 best theme songs from animated TV series in the 90s.
Mm.
And I want to play them for you, and then, you know, we could, you could tell me what you think.
Are you going to make me guess which one it is, or?
No. We could just talk about them after. I mean, you could, afterwards, you can tell me which ones you know and which ones you didn't.
Well, I mean, it'd be interesting if you make me guess, you know. Give it an element of surprise. Okay.
I just want to play them from 10 to 1, and then we could talk about them. So this is not really a guessing game tonight.
All right.
This is a clip show, Will. All right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're going to guess the clips. Be like, hey, number 10, guess what theme song this is. Boom.
I can't really stop it because it's on I can't really stop it on cue because it's in the blog radio file, so I can't really stop it and
Gotcha.
So it's gonna play and then it's gonna stop when it finishes. So
alright, cool.
So after when it finishes, you know, we could tell me what you think. So
you got
here's
it.
A top cartoon themes from the '90s.
Welcome to Atlantis way under down under. The sky's always yellow in rain or shine.
Down in Tasmania, come to Tasmania.
On top of these tubby legs start to spin like a Tasmanian devil in his closest kin.
Down in Tasmania, come to Tasmania.
Mom's alive, why a death never gone along. Molly's all fired up, we'll take place with the dog.
Down in Tasmania, come to Tasmania.
Didgeridingo and Wendell T. Wolf. Francis X. Bush lad is never uncouth. Bushwagger Bob and his mother go. Mum, Constantine Glitter, so want to have fun. Bugator and Axel are always left sore. If you have a deal, just come on in more. The Paradox Strollers are back and about. The Kiwi, the Bushrats, have we left anyone out?
Oh, yeah, don't forget Taz.
He puts the Tasmania down at Tasmania, come to Tasmania. We need you!
Where on earth is Carmen Sandiego?
And then, from the field of the future, a new king will come to save the world of the past.
Yeah.
You know, the planet is in a jam. A diabolical plan of only one man. A paradigm in international funk. And a army of three A's are he beats of Jim.
You know, I fight the Corp, I'm the boss master. Listen up, you all, you're the boys' brigade. When it's laser time, put on the 3D shade. Laser time, boys!
Cartoon theme songs from the 90s. You know, I agree with most of them, but
yeah,
there's some in there that I don't agree with.
Yeah, there's some that I never even knew existed. Like from between X-Men and the Batman, I was like, I don't even know none of these theme songs.
Well, I mean, you know Dragon Ball Z.
Well, yeah, of course.
You know Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, of course. The best version.
There's Arthur. King Arthur and the Knights of Justice. I remember that cartoon and that theme song. That was hot.
Yeah, I remember the theme song, but I can't remember what show it was until they said it in towards the end of the show.
Bots Master, I remember that, but I mean, I would have put Spider-Man in there. They left out Spider-Man.
Oh,
Spider-Man,
yeah, Spider-Man. Spider-Man, Superman.
Superman, yeah.
Let me think of another theme song.
Even Animaniacs I put in there.
Oh, yeah, Animaniacs, right. Right, what was the name of that show? Tasmania?
Tasmanian Devil. That was good.
Yeah, Dawn with Tasmania. Yeah, I remember that. It was like, I never heard that song since, like, the 90s. And I couldn't remember what show it was, but it was like, I knew, it was like, you know what I mean? It was like, I remember the theme.
Yeah,
you know,
you remember
how,
the theme,
but
you, yeah.
How the tempo, but I couldn't remember what the show was and everything. Or
yeah,
some of the words. But I knew the whole tempo, how the song went. It sounded like a reggae song.
Yeah, I used to love that show.
Yeah.
Animaniacs, it was that. Animaniacs, Tiny Toons.
Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain. Ah, the memories.
Cool.
Now you have, like, freaking Bebop Robot.
Dude, Freakazoid's doing better than all these.
Yeah, Freakazoid is another one. That was a good one. And they left out some good ones out there, but,
Yep.
Most of them I agree with.
Yeah. There's a bunch where I can't even think of. Well, they even put Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. But Teenage Mutant Ninja, when you think about it, it's really an 80s cartoon, though. This is from the
90s. Oh, yeah,
though.
Yeah. That's true. They debuted in the late 80s.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You have a point there.
There's some, you know, a lot of the superhero ones like Fantastic Four.
Right. Iron Man. I like the second version.
Yeah, yeah. But there's some good ones in there. Batman was the first one.
Yeah.
X-Men.
Right. Try to think.
Dragon Ball Z again, you know.
Dragon Ball Z, of course, yep.
So, I mean, you can't go crazy over that list.
Yeah. What was the theme songs between X-Men and Batman that were there. There was this woman one.
I think it was called Side Blaze or Blaze Side something.
Mm.
I never seen the cartoon, but
maybe it's Side Blaze. I don't know.
Some crap like that.
Yeah.
But the one where you heard the
bad,
guys
but...
rapping, the cartoon characters rapping.
Yeah.
That was Boss Master.
Boss Master, you said?
Yeah.
I never heard of that show.
My name is Zuzu. He says, my name is Evie. Zoolander for short. Something like that.
I thought it was like a wannabe, like, Captain Planet show or something. Like,
oh, that's another one. Captain Planet, they left out.
Right. They could put that in there.
But Captain Planet, that debuted in the 80s, didn't it? Or was it 90s? I think it could have been 90s, probably.
Damn, that's a good... I think it might be early 90s, but it could be late 80s. I think it's early 90s, though.
Yeah.
But the ending theme song is better than the intro.
Yeah, you're right about that. But hey, you can't go crazy over the list. I mean,
yeah.
So it's not a bad list.
Yeah, the songs are good.
And as I said, you could see that the theme song from the cartoons in the 90s were way better than they're way better than the theme songs from the cartoons nowadays.
Yeah, it's not even close. Even the song I've really heard. Way better than the one nowadays.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so we're going to move on to some more clips, and now we're going to move on to some other theme songs, but this time it's not going to be from cartoons, it's going to be from wrestling.
Alright, cool.
Me and you are big wrestling fans, WWE fans.
Of course.
And on YouTube I found the top 15 wrestling theme songs from wrestlers.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
So this one you're going to like. And, you know, afterwards, when it finishes, we can comment and talk about it.
Awesome.
All right, so let me go ahead and play top 15 WWE theme songs.
Of all time.
Thank you. tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Thank you.
songs. You know the theme song that I love the most out of all those 15?
Let me think.
You know, I was raving about this theme song back when we were in college.
Wow. Give me a hint. It's not one of a kind.
Nope. Dead Man.
Oh yeah, that was the bomb.
The Rolling, yeah, Limp Bizkit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh man, I used to rave about that in Brooklyn. I was like, keep rolling. I love that's Undertaker's best song ever.
Yeah.
I know you might not agree, but that's his best song ever.
Yeah, I like that song.
Cause I mean, that, when he was on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Badass Undertaker, man.
Yep. He debuted the Last Ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's up there. I'd say you'd have to put that as a tie with his iconic song.
Oh, yeah.
When you think of Undertaker, you think of the, you know, the thong and all that.
But the badass Undertaker, man.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's the best version, you know, of this theme song. And another thing, that's way better than the other one when he was the Big Evil one.
Oh yeah.
When he had that. Harder one again, like, Doom Dead Man Walking, and then it had like this, you got it now, yeah, like this country.
Oh yeah, 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 right, yeah. And you know, right after the Limp Bizkit version, he had a Kid Rock version. Remember that one?
Right. I'm trying to remember how it went again. Oh, American Badass, right?
Yeah,
right.
Badass, man.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah, he had that, and then. He had the American Badass one, and then he had which one came first, the American Badass one or this one?
The Limp Bizkit version?
Yeah.
I think the Limp Bizkit version came first, and then the Kid Rock, I think.
Maybe. Probably.
Because I remember I was sad when he changed it from the Limp Bizkit to the Kid Rock version.
Yeah.
But, you know, out of all those 15, you know, I agree with most of them, but they left off some.
Yeah, the Ultimate Warrior one, they should have had.
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart, that was the one. I agreed with everything, all the way up until the Rey Mysterio one.
Right.
I mean, it's a good song. When it first happened, I always liked the original one better.
Right.
So when it came out, I liked it, but I liked the original one better.
Right.
But now hearing it so many years, kind of like the John Cena, you can't. My Time Is Now one.
Yeah, you
like,
used
it's
to
a song. It's a good song, but when you hear it, same song for like the past 5 years, and the characters starting to get a little stale. You know,
right.
It's the same move, except the character is getting worse.
Right.
Over
yeah.
time, I mean, it loses the, you know, the flavor of the song to me.
And that list, of course, it's not updated. I mean, Randy Orton's song right now, I mean, I would put that in the top 15.
Yeah, I take out Rey Mysterio's song.
CM Punk,
they didn't even include
CM Punk in there.
See, you stole the words out of my mouth. I was going to say I would take out CM Punk. I mean, I'm starting to feel his straight edge, you know, gimmick. But I'd take out his.
Edge version. That was his good guy version song, wasn't it?
But it's the same. It's the same theme song.
Didn't they add the words to it? To this new one?
No, he always had words into it. They just cut it off before the vocal got in.
Oh.
It always starts out like that.
I like CM Punk's song. I think it should stay on the list. I mean, I like
it.
Yeah,
it's a good song. I mean, but man, they left out a lot of songs.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know.
The Legion of Doom.
Yeah,
the
Legion
of Doom,
yeah, that's one, yeah.
Let me think. Hulk Hogan.
Well,
that one's
Real American?
Heard,
I don't know.
But then again, that song has been heard.
Looking back at it, I mean, that was kind of a cheesy song, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah, of course it's a cheesy song, you know.
Yeah. Can't compete with Randy Orton's voices or even Undertaker's Badass.
Or even Jimi Hendrix's Voodoo Child when Hulk Hogan came out to it.
Yeah, right. It's an okay list, but, you know.
I agree with everything that they had all the way up until the Rey Mysterio one.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, man, I agree with everything. I was getting ready to say, I agree with everything on this list.
Then the Rey Mysterio.
Like, Rey Mysterio, I'm like, okay, you know,
RVD was good. I like the RVD.
Oh, yeah, the RVD one was good. That was old school. Brought you to the Attitude.
Yeah. Of course, Jericho. You love that Jericho theme song.
Oh, yeah, of course.
With the countdown.
Jericho, you know, I like how they put, you know, Stone Cold and, you know, Rock right after each other because they're synonymous with each other.
Yeah, of course, because they made the Attitude Era, so.
Yeah, that's the Attitude Era right there.
Yeah. Okay, well,
my only shame is that they never made them tag team at least one time during a feud and then break up.
Nah, they were
fighting for a title.
They couldn't do that.
It would have been good. They did with him and Jericho. They did it when he feuded with Undertaker.
Yeah, but tag team champions,
I think Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold even did that. Like during their feud, they held the title and then they kind of feuded and, you know.
Hey, who knows? Maybe Rock might come back and he may tag team with John Cena. you never know. It's possible.
Maybe. Man, I wanted to see the Shawn Michaels match, but I ain't gonna happen.
We shall see. Hey, so let's move on to some other clips. I want to play a Chris Rock clip.
All right, cool.
You probably have or haven't heard of this clip before. It's Chris Rock's Blacks Aren't Crazy clip.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
So, I'm watching Geraldo. Geraldo had a special on. Live from Death Row. 2 hours of psychos, not one black guy in the whole special. Black people aren't crazy. Black people do stupid things. Black people snatch rope chains or rob liquor stores. Black people generally aren't crazy. When you watch the news and hear that somebody got their head chopped off and somebody drank the blood and they used the toes to play pool with. Chances are that was a white guy. Now the old lady kicked down a flight of stairs for a welfare check. Black guy. Like, give me that $4 check. What's the brothers be in jail for the stupidest shit, man? The white guys in jail, what are you, embezzling funds, a black guy. What are you in for? Socks. That's right, boy, it took me $48 worth of socks. My feet was feeling good. Almost got away too, boy. Till that gout. That gout got me. man. When you watch the news, like, and the guy goes, you know, then he cut out her eyes and used them as click clacks. That's a white guy. No need to wait for the film on that one. Realize everybody does it. Everybody waits for the film to see what color the guy was that did the crime. Hey, no matter how liberal you think you are, you watch that film. And white people watch something like, yeah, I bet you the black guy. Watch. I'm telling you. Watch. See, told you the black guy. Black people are like, please don't let it be a black guy, okay? I want to go to work in peace. You go to work the next day, your boss is like, so did you know Wayne Williams?
All right, there's Chris Rock for you. He's right. You know, like, sometimes there is some racial profiling on the news. They'll purposely show a black guy, like, several times committing a crime. Or in the news for committing a crime.
Yeah, sometimes they'd be showing, like, I think it was during Katrina. They were showing people, like, with stuff, you know, walking away with, like, with appliances, like TVs and stuff like that, you know, during the Katrina.
Right.
And then the people, you know, on the news, they say, you know, when it's the white people, they're like, you know, they're getting their belongings. But when it's the black people, they're saying, like, you know, they're looting.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, there are some people that do say that. You know, they racially profile.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to some more clips. I'm going to play this funny Judge Mathis clip for you.
Oh, there's a million. I don't know which one it could be. It could be a million.
Yeah, Judge Mathis is a funny guy, and it's a funny show. But in this clip, right, there's this guy. He's being sued by this woman. And for some reason, this guy keeps on saying, you know what I mean, and you know what I'm saying. He keeps on saying that when he's speaking throughout. And at the end, Judge Mathis mocks his mocks the way he talks.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just play it for you so you can see what I'm talking about.
Tamika James says the defendant is 21 years old and needs to grow up.
By the way, can you hear it?
Nope.
You can't hear it?
Nope.
All right. Let me try.
Tamika James says the defendant is 21 years old.
Can you hear it now?
Yep.
All right. Let me replay this down.
Tamika James says the defendant is 21 years old and needs to grow up. Tamika claims he's smoking pot, running with a gang, and drinking, even though he recently had a kidney transplant, and she thought she could trust him until he used her for a car. She's suing her former friend for the balance due on a car and gas money. Defendant Gregory Hogan Jr. denies being associated with any gang and says he can't drink for the sake of his own health. Gregory claims Tamika should be more understanding of his financial situation since he recently had major surgery.
Scooby case.
I've been knowing Greg for a few years now, and I thought he was supposed to be my friend. He's always been a real good person, a trustworthy person, and recently I found out that he's just drinking again, that he smokes weed, that he, I mean, really, basically, he haven't even grew up yet. You know, he's 21, he's still gangbanging.
What gang you're last year?
It's called Casablanca.
Is it tied to any of the major gangs?
Not really no major gangs.
It's not tied to the Crips or the Bloods.
Oh, yeah, it's a Crip gang. It's a Crip gang, sir, to be honest.
How do you know this?
Because he grew up in my neighborhood, and I have heard him say that he was from Casablanca before.
Sir, do you want to respond to any of this before we get to the car she's suing you about?
I don't know about no gangbanging or no all that. You know what I'm saying? Do I look like a gangbanger standing here before you?
Yeah.
Oh. Hold on.
Talking out the side of your mouth, got your head to the side, trying to look tough.
All right, Judge, let me say.
Go ahead.
Crip wear blue, right? My belt is red. You see red behind me. I'm not a Crip.
You're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. So that must be false.
All right. Anything else about your increase in alcohol abuse?
I don't drink. I had a kidney transplant in November 2005. And, you know what I mean, before that I had stopped drinking. And I just don't drink because I only have one kidney from my father.
Why did you have to have a transplant?
Because I had a rare disease, the same disease Alonzo Mourning had, FGSG.
Okay.
And there's no cure for it, so only thing I have was the transplant. That's the only option.
Ma'am?
Well, when we made the agreement about...
No. You accused the man of drinking.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to get to,
okay.
Your Honor. One day when I went over there to talk to him about the car and him making a payment, he was drinking with his brother, and that's the truth.
And that's since he's had a kidney transplant.
Yeah,
huh?
That's since had a kidney transplant, and I've seen it with my own eyes.
Okay, I hope that's not the case. But go ahead. What has happened to this car you're suing him about?
Well, I was going to sell the car to somebody else, but because I thought he was my friend, I promised that I would sell him the car instead of selling it to somebody else because he said that he needed to look for a job. So I sold him my car on March 30th, 2007. When I went over there, he told me he had $400. When I got there, he only had $380. So when I got there, I took the $380, I gave him the car, I took all my things out the car and gave him the car. After that, he told me he was going to make another payment to me on the 4th.
Has he?
No.
All right. You want to speak? Your witness want to speak?
Yes, I'll speak.
State your name.
Terry Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, he's a friend of ours, okay? And he used to mess with my niece, another niece of mine. And I talked to him on the phone. And he did tell my niece that he did not want to lose friendship behind the car, that he was going to pay my niece Tamika.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sir?
All right. First of all, yeah, it is like that. But
like what?
What she said, I did call. I'm just talking about what she just said right now, what she said, I called and we talked, me and her, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean, me and her, we was friends before Miss Tamika, you know what I'm saying? We was friends before and all that. And what was it, March or April of this year is when she came to send me the car. And like I said, you know what I mean, I had a kidney transplant, so I don't work. I get an SSI check. You know what I'm saying? It's like $856. And on March, or not March, April, I was supposed to make the payment to her. But I didn't. Like you said, I gave her the $380. My cousin right here was with me when I gave her $380. You know what I'm saying? He could stand up right now and tell you the same thing.
Your Honor, my name is Marquise Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
I was there when he made the initial $380 payment. And when he gave her the payment, he told her right off, you know what I'm saying, right out of the gates that things are tight. You know what I'm saying? Things are going to be kind of hard. So he gave her the $380. Now, any other time when she called and asked for the payment, he told her, I don't have the money. I can give you your car back, and you can give me my money and keep your car. And she said she didn't have the money. She needed money. She said she didn't have this $380 to give back to him. I was in the car. He had her on speakerphone.
Judge Mathis will be right back. Tamika James says the defendant was a good friend until he became associated with a gang and started drinking and smoking weed.
Let me get a couple of dates. The car was sold when?
On March 30th of 2007.
And you received the $380 at that time?
Yes.
And when was the last communication regarding this before you decided to sue him?
The last communication was the end of June. Okay. And that's when he was on the phone with my cousin. He told her that he wrecked the car, and I asked him, I said, why didn't you
call
me?
Hold it, ma'am. Did he ever say he wasn't going to pay you the rest?
No, he didn't.
So why did you decide to sue him after 3 months?
Because he told me he was going to give it to me on that Friday.
Okay.
When I talked to him.
All right.
But when that Friday came, I kept trying to find him.
That was Friday in April?
June. The end of the month, because he said he had wrecked the car.
So it came and went, and he didn't pay you.
Yeah.
That's when you sued him?
Yeah.
All right. Sir? She said you told her you'd pay her in June, next week, and you didn't.
March 30th was the day I got the check. It was the payment for April. I was supposed to give her the payment June 1st, and I didn't. You know what I mean?
Why?
Because I didn't
have it.
That's
the part I don't know what you mean.
Matter of fact, I did call her. I called her, and I told her. I said, you know what I'm saying? My bad.
That's the part I don't know what you're saying. And I don't know what you mean. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Most of what you said so far, I do. But right now, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you mean.
Like I'm saying, no.
Like you're saying what? You ain't saying
I'm trying to.
Go ahead.
All right. I called her. I made her the first payment March 30th.
Got that part. You already said that.
Okay. Now, June came along, and I was supposed to pay her. I called her, and I told her, like, look, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of stuck. I got $40 for you. You know what I'm saying? She like, oh, that's not going to work. I'm like, cool. You know what I'm saying? I can understand that. I think it was like 2 weeks or something like that. Like, come on, just give me 2 weeks to give you something. She gave me the 2 weeks. Like, okay. Like, not even 2 weeks passed, like 11 days or something. You know what I'm saying? She called, like, are you going to have that for me? I'm like, yeah. 2 weeks time, I'm like, I ain't even got it.
So this is the second time you broke the agreement.
No, I didn't wreck it. But like I'm saying.
Yeah, what do you think?
I
not being able to pay
wrecked,
her like
I just wrecked
be
this
quiet,
car.
Listen.
Okay.
What do you believe it is when you tell a person, I'm going to give you some money, and then you do not give it to them?
If you listen to me, I'm not to tell you.
No, you listen to me. Answer that question.
All right, say it again.
Say it again. What does it mean, you know what I mean? When you when you tell someone that you're gonna pay him, you see what I'm saying?
That means
and you don't pay him, you know what I mean?
That means I didn't pay them. It's all supposed to pay them their money.
Right. If you don't pay a person when you tell them you are, you know what I mean? That means you've breached the agreement. You see what I'm saying? And as a result, you haven't paid it yet, you know what I mean? So you're gonna have to pay it today, you see what I'm saying? So, $640 for the plaintiff, you know what I mean? Because he hasn't paid you like he said he was gonna pay, you see what I'm saying? So that's the plaintiff. Have a good day.
Oh, well, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
okay. That was funny.
Yeah, you see how he mocked.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was mocking the way the kid was talking. I was like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because that's what the kid kept on saying. But Judge Mathis is funny, man. Too bad, you know, I work and I can't catch him. But.
Oh, man, that show's hilarious.
And, Will, did I accidentally hang up on you by accident, or what happened?
Yeah, but it's all good. I'm back. I was able to hear, you know, the rest of it, I guess, the part when he started joking on him, so.
Yeah.
He got the gist of the whole thing.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
See you.
Oh, well.
Man.
4 minutes left in the show.
I love that.
I think I could play some more clips now. I think it's going to be a little too late. I wanted to play some more clips from Jamie Kennedy, some movie previews, but it looks like it's getting a little too late.
It looks like
I'm just going to wrap the show out. Any last words, Will?
Yeah, I was about to say, you think you're going to say that for next week, or you good?
Yeah, I'll probably play some more clips next week. But next week, you know, we'll be back to our typical original IMAX show.
Right.
So it won't be a clip show as it was tonight. But I'll play the remaining clips next week. I want to say tomorrow, next week. Tomorrow is a special edition of Sports Urban Legend, right?
That is correct, man.
At 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Check your local listings.
Look forward to hearing from you guys.
Yeah. And right now, I guess I'm just going to end the show. And tomorrow's Independence Day, so everybody get some rest. Watch
happy 4th of July.
Twilight Zone. Yeah, happy 4th of July. Watch some Twilight Zone marathon. And eat some hot dogs. And happy Independence Day. And happy Independence Day to you, Will.
Hey, you too. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
All right. So I'll see you guys next week. And enjoy Independence Day.